This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As U.S. relations with Cuba thaw, colleges and universities are among those lining up to do business. The Educational Testing Service has announced plans to offer some of its admissions tests in Cuba starting this month. But don't expect a rush of Cuban students to U.S. campuses just yet. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott explains.
When the test of English as a foreign language debuts in Havana later this month, just 4 students are expected to take it. The GRE for grad school will roll out in the fall. Eileen Tyson is with ETS, the nonprofit that gives the exams.
There are obstacles, so we want this to go well, and we're just going to take it very slowly.
Computer and internet access is limited in Cuba. Students taking the language test, required by many U.S. colleges, will be logging onto computers at the Swiss embassy. And few people have credit cards, which students need to register for the tests. Daniel Obst with the Institute of International Education says money is another barrier.
Few students will probably be able to afford the costs of U.S. higher education, and in some cases may not even be able to afford applying for colleges.
Still, he says U.S. schools want diverse student bodies in this global economy, and he expects they'll offer grants to make that possible. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.